I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A recent UN report found that the Islamic State is expanding across Africa through affiliate groups. According to Todd Nettleton, a voice to the martyrs, this is causing widespread damage, especially in Mozambique.
There are somewhere in the neighborhood of 800,000 people displaced in northern Mozambique by these attacks and by this attempt to build a caliphate there. And yet it is almost completely under the radar of the world's media.
And how does anyone stop the spread of these groups?
Ultimately, I think one of the answers is we need to share the gospel. We need to tell the message of Jesus, to understand salvation through Christ alone, to understand the idea of loving our neighbors and wanting the best for our neighbors.
Please pray for the hope of Jesus to pierce the growing storm in Africa. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says he began On Eagle's Wings 30 years ago to reach Native America for Christ.
I don't think I ever could have anticipated the kinds of responses that happened at Center Court on many a reservation.
Through intentional discipleship, On Eagle's Wings equips Native American believers to be Christ ambassadors to their people. Unique cultural traits are perfectly suited for ministry.
When they're quiet, often a Native person is reading a heart. Because of their spirituality that is about your whole life, not about a compartment in your life, when all of that comes under the lordship of Christ, fasten your seatbelt.
Sponsor a year of discipleship and the full report at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.